Chapter 13. Jason pulled Eve down to the floor. The spikes tore deeper into the roof, inching toward them with sickening slowness. Jason and Eve sank further, scrunching their bodies into a neatly impossible position. Their frightened eyes were like four enormous white globes. The points edged closer. Jason could feel the pores of his skin closing up. Skrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr from Jason's nose. He stared at it cross-eyed. "Eve," he said, "whatever you do, don't let me breathe." He grabbed the spike with his hand. Slowly, he angled his body around the point until he was sitting in the passenger seat. Eve did the same, edging her way into the driver's seat. To see her, Jason had to look around three of the spikes. "Now what?" he asked. Eve examined the ceiling. "Severe damage. We must somehow get down and repair this." "How about firing some of our weapons?" Jason suggested. "The recoil might shake us off the ceiling." "A creative suggestion, but we must not waste our weapon energy. Like a battery, it can be used up." "Okay, then how about a little rock and roll?" Jason said. Eve frowned. "There is no radio on Sophia the Third." Jason began shaking forward and backward in his seat. "I mean this kind of rock and roll." Together they lurched back and forth, and Sophia the Third began to rock.
Reek, 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 reek.
The serrated edges of the spikes held fast. "We're only making the holes bigger," Eve said, looking at the gaps in the roof. "That'll help us," Jason replied. He reached for the multi-warhead missile button. "There's no other way. I'm going to use some weapon energy. Hang tight." A barrage shot out of the gun turret. Sophia the Third jerked backward. With an agonizing squawk, it pulled loose from the spikes and began hurtling towards the ground. "Brilliant," Eve said, as she guided the vehicle to a safe landing. Avoiding traps, she maneuvered Sophia the Third onto an empty ledge. There, she and Jason got a hammer out of the trunk and banged the torn metal back upward into the roof. There were still holes, but they were smaller. Minor damage compared to what would have happened if Sophia the Third had landed in the lava pit. They sped away at top speed. Here in the second level, there were side rooms, too. Jason stopped at these and picked up more weapon power. It was in one of these rooms that Jason met the second mutant underboss. Clang! 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 Sound was familiar, and this time Jason had more gun power. He braced himself for the flying fireballs, for the hideous mass of protoplasm. "Come out, underboss!" he shouted bravely. "I'm ready for you."
"Are you sure?"
answered the powerful voice of the plutonium boss. The sound jarred Jason. His confidence slipped, but he thought of poor Fred, who must have been suffering a horrible fate if he was still alive. He thought of the innocent world above, where his friends and family were probably just now waking up to a gorgeous day. He thought about beaches and trees and ice cream and video games and books and 10-speed bikes, and he knew he had to stand his ground against the warped mind that wanted to take it all away. "Sure, I'm sure," he said with firm control. "Throw whatever you've got at me. I'm not running away." Laughter exploded around him.
"Then you're a bigger fool than I thought," roared the plutonium boss.
There was a flash of light. Jason shut his eyes, but remained still. When he opened them, his enemy was facing him. He gulped. His grip loosened around his gun. There were no fireballs. There was no mass of protoplasm at all. Instead, there was a crab. A towering, grotesque crab, crouched and ready to jump. Laughter bubbled up again.
"I knew you'd like him," said the plutonium boss. "I understand you have a weakness for obnoxious little animals."
Jason shaded his eyes from the grotesque, overgrown creature. "You can't scare me," he called out. He pelted the crab with laser fire and reached out to Jason, snapping with its claws. Jason rolled out of the way, springing to his feet and firing again. The crab took the hit, then opened its mouth. For a moment, Jason thought it would scream in pain, but it didn't make a sound. Three spheres, like cannonballs, flew out of its mouth. Jason ducked. One of the spheres hit the wall next to him. It exploded, sending shards of metal into the air. Jason fell to his stomach. He held his laser gun with both arms extended in front of him. The crab monster swung its claws toward him. Jason took aim again.
Pew, 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 pew!
The crab monster exploded and echoed against the metal walls of the chamber, making the room shake violently. Jason tossed backwards. Acrid greenish-yellow smoke billowed up from where the crab had been. Jason leapt to his feet. He felt wrenched apart inside. It wasn't because of the tossing about or the smoke or the bruises all over him. It was because he imagined that somewhere in the plutonium boss's world, Fred might be waiting. Not the gentle pet Jason missed so much, but a hideous monster like the crab, transformed by the boss. Could it be? Where are you keeping Fred? Jason's voice was an anguished shout. It echoed emptily in the cavernous room. In the silence that followed, Jason had a terrifying thought. Maybe the plutonium boss didn't know who Fred was. Maybe Fred was just another pest that the boss had mutated or killed according to his whims. After what seemed like hours, the plutonium boss answered. His tone was gentle and soft, which somehow made it absolutely bone-chilling. Your Fred is doing very well, the plutonium boss said. Yes, indeed. Very, very well. And now a game hint from your friends at Geekade.com. When fighting the ladybugs, shoot them as they come around the corner. Yes, when fighting enemies, shoot them. Brilliant strategy. Way to go, FX9.